We've just put in a call to the crew through the Araya.
Apollo 12 Houston through Araya Bravo. How do you read?
Daily with Apollo 12. How do you read, Houston?
Read you loud and clear, Pete. Apollo 12 Houston through Araya. Over. Apollo 12 Houston through Araya. Over. Roger, got you now, Pete. You're kind of broken, though.
We're a minute and a half away from the translunar injection burn. Ignition at 247.21, cutoff at 253.05, burn duration of 5 minutes 44 seconds with a delta V or added velocity of 10,515 feet per second. Cutoff, we should have a total velocity of about 35,420 feet per second. And Apollo 12 should be at an altitude of about 195 miles at cutoff. We won't have data on this burn until about midway through it, when Apollo 12 is acquired by the Hawaii station. We're 30 seconds from ignition. We should have ignition, but we haven't heard from the crew yet. Voice communication through the Araya, not too good. Should be 30 seconds into the burn now. Plus 1 minute. Hawaii due to acquire at 2 hours, 50 minutes, 22 seconds. We should get data then. Plus 130. plus 2 minutes. Coming up on 2 hours, 50 minutes elapsed time, we should be acquiring Hawaii in approximately 25 seconds. We have AOS from Hawaii now. Just a first signal, no data yet. Booster says he has no data yet.
Apollo 12, Houston through Hawaii. How do you read?
On the pipe.
We have data and thrust is go. Burn looks good.
Apollo 12, Houston in the blind, your trajectory and the S4 both look good.
Roger, they look good here.
Roger, we're reading you weak but clear now, Pete.
Okay, everything's sticky, boo.
Good show.
Flight Dynamics says we're right on. Telemetry data shows velocity 31,195 feet per second, climbing rapidly. Altitude now 130 nautical miles. Getting tracking data now in addition to telemetry. Predicted cutoff looks nominal, guidance reports. Velocity 32,700 now.
Everything's going here.
Roger, Pete, your cutoff looks nominal.
Looks good here.
33,000 feet per second. Altitude 153 nautical miles.
Smack on the lines, Pete.
Okay, sir.
Velocity approaching 34,000 feet per second now. And altitude 170 nautical miles. This burn continuing to go extremely well. ...35,000 feet per second, altitude 187 nautical miles.
Get
cut off.
Down, EMS reads plus 10.2. The disky reads 35413 plus 05003 plus 01917.
Roger, Pete. Copy 10.2 on your EMS. Disky is 35413 plus 05003 and plus 01917.
Roger.
We were predicting a cutoff velocity of 35,420 feet per second. The onboard reading shows 35,413 feet per second. We showed cutoff altitude onboard as 191.7 nautical miles. We had predicted 195. Altitude is now 203 nautical miles. Velocity will start to drop off now while altitude continues to climb very rapidly.
Apollo 12, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger. Would you give us IU uptel to accept? We want to close down a valve on your LOX valve on your O2H2 burner.
Okay, it's in accept.
Altitude now 403 nautical miles. Velocity's down to 34,426 feet per second.
Apollo 12, Houston, you can go back to block. We got your valve closed.
Okay.
And we're talking at you through Goldstone.
Roger.
And the weight now is down to 138,000.
Apollo 12, Houston, your cutoff looked real good. We'll spend a little time now evaluating your mid-course for you.
Okay. Earth is starting to get nice and round now. Can't see it all, but we can see a lot of it.
Roger.
That sounded like Al Bean.
Apollo 12, Houston, your attitude maneuver time is 3:08:04, and it'll be finished at 3:12:04, and we're looking at a separation time of 3:18:04.
All right, copy.
Altitude now 781 nautical miles, velocity down to 32,824 feet per second. Getting rid of all that propellant in the S-4Bs brought the weight down to 138,389 pounds. That's total vehicle weight. 3 hours into the mission now. We passed up a separation time to the crew when they separate from the S-4B at 3 hours, 18 minutes, 4 seconds. Altitude now 1,023 nautical miles, velocity 31,900 feet per second.